Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. Today's book, The Memory Keeper, is the story of Tomas Romero, a Native American whom the Spanish renamed. Our authors are Lorna and Larry Collins, who have a very interesting story to share. They join us today to talk about Tomas and the Memory Keeper. Lorna and Larry, welcome to The Author Show.
Well, thank you very much for having us. This is Larry.
And this is Lorna. Thank you for allowing us to do this today.
Please give our listeners a short synopsis of The Memory Keeper.
Well, it is the story, as you said, of Tomas Romero. He was born in 1820, and his parents were full-blooded Hachimen. That is the native name for the local tribe here in San Juan Capistrano. The Spanish renamed them Juaneño, which is for San Juan of Capistrano, for whom the mission was named. We take him, follow his life through 1890. And so there's a great deal of history that happens in San Juan during that period. And he and his family lived through all of those experiences.
Co-writing a book seems to me a challenge in itself. How would you describe your combined writing style?
Our combined writing styles are strange. I'm a plotter.
And I'm a pantser.
Take that one step further.
All right. I plot everything out. I actually have the whole plotted chapters. I have where everybody's going to go and what they're going to do before I start to write something. And then I start to write something, and then Lorna comes in.
And I tend to follow the characters and their motivations. And so I really foul him up sometimes because he'll have a character doing something, and I will say, no, they can't do that. That's not consistent. And so he's very patient about going back and changing his entire outline. But I think it gives the whole work a real sense of reality, and it gives the characters believability.
Well, I'm going to go on the assumption that the two of you are married. So in co-authoring books, has this put the marriage at risk at any time?
Well, when we both have a great sentence or something that needs to go in, we have come up with this rule. If we both want to fight over it, we don't do that. We throw it, both of them out and go find another one.
After 50 years of marriage, this seems to have worked pretty well. And this was not our first book together. We wrote a memoir first. And that's how we kind of figured out how to write together.
Well, congratulations on that. So when you were writing this book, did you have a particular type of reader in mind?
Yes. We actually had written it kind of for the people who are here. San Juan Capistrano, is their history is very well known, and a lot of people in this area really hold on to that.
Well, one of the things we were very conscious of is that the local people and the historical society and the docents at the mission are very protective of the local history. They know it, and we knew we didn't dare make a mistake. So we spent 2.5 years researching the book. Now, the lovely thing about it is it has finaled in a contest, and other people outside of San Juan discovered it. But the major focus for us was the local population.
Well, I'm definitely interested in reading this book because I've lived in Southern California and Northern California, and I have visited all of the missions, including those that are no longer standing. So thank you for writing about one of my favorites. Is the illustration on the Memory Keeper cover a rendering of the San Juan Capistrano mission?
It is a painting of the ruins of the Great Stone Church, which fell down in the earthquake of 1812. And it was painted by Larry's best friend.
What brought about your interest in the native peoples of the Southwest, and why write a book about them?
Well, for me, my grandmother and great-grandparents and great-uncle are all buried in the old cemetery at Mission San Gabriel. And so I've always had a sort of affinity for the mission. But when we moved down here, well, we've been visiting down here since the 1950s. And I just have such a great love for this particular mission. However, the idea for the book belongs to Larry.
Yes, I had read another book on Molokai and said, boy, there was a lot of history in that area, of course, but we have a bunch in San Juan, and, you know, we've got pirates and drought floods and all kinds of stuff going on. So I said, we could make a good story out of that. So I started writing the book, and then everybody in my critique group told me that I was writing a history and not a novel. So that's when Lorna got involved.
Why did the Spanish Padres give Tomas a different name?
They always did. When they had a novice come into the group, they really wanted to sort of brand them as belonging to the mission. So just as Catholic children are given their saint's name, the Padres gave the Indians a name other than their Indian name.
When you say they were brought into the mission, was that a form of slavery or was it willingness on the Native Americans' part?
It was both. The local natives found out that they could be fed well at the mission. And then when there were not enough people working at the mission, the Padres actually sent the soldiers out and they brought in people. So it was both.
From your book synopsis, it appears that Tomas lived a very different life than the lives of his peers of the time. Do you think this was a blessing or a curse for him?
We actually created a situation where he was taught to read and write and to do mathematics. That would not have been typical of the Indians in his time. However, we felt, and we actually write that near the end of the book, that it was a huge blessing to him, because he became part of the community in a way that some of the other natives did not.
Did you find in your research that most of the information you gained about the Native Americans came from the Spaniards, or did they have a way of record keeping for themselves?
No, they didn't have any real written language of their own. So everything came from the Spaniards, although there were other books written in the early 18th century. From other people, and there was quite a bit of discussion and differences in stories. The priests would write one story, and other people would write another of the same situation, looking at it from different angles. So we had to kind of wade through some of this stuff to figure out what maybe really happened.
Is there any other book you can think of that might be compared with The Memory Keeper?
The book Ramona is one that has been mentioned as being similar in that it tells the story of a relatively local Native American and tells about their way of life. That's one that it's been compared to.
Are Tomas and your other characters imaginary, or do they take on traits of people you know?
They always take on traits of people we know, but yes, they are imaginary.
As far as the peripheral characters in the book, other than the family and the family of their best friends, those are all real. And we did scrupulous research, 2.5 years of research before we finished the book to make sure that we were accurate. So if in the book we say a certain priest was at the mission at a particular time or in a particular year, the priest was there. If we say that Kit Carson visited San Juan in this year, he was there. We also were blessed with input from our local native storyteller. Her name is Jackie Nunez, and she goes out to the schools and does a program on the local peoples. So she spent, about 4 or 5 hours when we first started the book talking about how they lived and what they ate and a lot of the philosophy surrounding their religion, so forth.
Will Tomas return to us in a series or a sequel?
No. However, his family will continue. We are working on the sequel right now that begins in 1891, and it starts with his funeral.
What is the main message in your book that you want your readers to remember?
Larry had something very much in mind when he started the book, and we actually write it into the end of the book, and I'm going to have to read it because he cries every time he reads it. Near the end of the book, Tomas meets an old padre who had been there years before, And so these two old men are discussing the missions. And Tomas says, why did the missions fail? And this is what it says in the book. The old padre stopped and looked into my eyes. My son, the survival of the missions, was never the goal. They were only the first step, merely a marker on the path. The Franciscans and Father Sarah did not set out to build missions to live in. Their only goals were the conversion of the natives to Christianity and teaching the neophytes, who were the Indian recruits, to become self-supporting in the new society they saw coming. The missions were intended to be schools. In addition to the catechism, the padres taught the neophytes to grow crops, tend herds, build structures, carve wood, smelt, and bend iron. The founders could not foresee the political upheavals, nor the disasters of flood, drought, and plague that would decimate the population. They only had their faith to guide them. He placed his hand on my shoulder. And you, Tomas, as a respected businessman and storekeeper, are living proof they did not fail.
Wow. So what makes Memory Keepers different from other books we have seen on similar subjects?
I think it really has to do with building three-dimensional, relatable characters, because I think the reader has a chance to walk in the shoes of those people in a way that I have never read before.
You are both published authors in your own right. Do you plan on co-authoring any future books?
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, we're working on the sequel right now called Becoming the Jewel, because in 1890 we leave the mission and it's in ruins. I mean, there is just a few buildings standing. And in the second book is the reconstruction and the bringing back of the mission to be the jewel.
We're also writing two more mysteries together. We write our mysteries together. So we're collaborating on those. And then Larry writes a sci-fi series on his own. I write ghost stories. So we also have those on the back burner. But we are still planning on collaborating on several more books.
You are busy, busy authors. So do you ever get the opportunity to take the Memory Keepers to libraries and schools and read this history to children?
We do. We have done an author event at the local library, at the library bookstore. Once a month, they have an author event where the public is invited. And we were invited to do that one, and that was very special. And then we also speak to local writing groups and number of book clubs, and we would love to see the book in the schools. And several people have talked about making that happen. It has not happened yet, but we'd love to see it.
Will you share with us some of the comments you've received from readers of The Memory Keeper?
We have had teachers tell us that it brings the mission story alive to them, and they recommend it to their students for that reason. Jackie, as I say, is the local Juaneño storyteller, and she is thrilled that the Juaneño story is being told in a way that's accessible. Pam Helen Gibson is the local historian for San Juan. She's written a number of books about the history of San Juan. And she says it's the best fictional book that she has seen.
So, for the both of you, where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and where can we purchase The Memory Keeper?
We have our website. We also, Lorna does a blog, and she's on Twitter, and
LinkedIn.
We're on Facebook and LinkedIn. All our books are available from the online bookstores.
What is your website?
It's LornaLarry.com. Pretty simple.
You're right. It is simple, so we can remember that.
And you can purchase our books from our website. And if you order a book off the website, we will dedicate it to you.
Now, that's an incentive, definitely. So in the couple of minutes we have left, will you please share with our audience something about The Memory Keeper that will be an incentive for them to purchase and read it?
Well, as I said, have always had an affinity for the missions. One of the things that I discovered as we researched this book was that the history of the West Coast Indians is so dramatically different than that which is taught in school about the Plains Indians or the Eastern Indians who were put on reservations. And their history is very, very different. And so we wanted to tell the history of the Indians in this location. So I think we accomplished that. Jackie thinks we did. So I think we accomplished that in the telling of the story. And it is as historically accurate as we could possibly make it.
Lorna and Larry, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. I am a real lover of anything historical, and I am eager to get started reading The Memory Keeper. Will you please come back and chat with us again when you release the sequel?
We would love to.
People from southeastern area of the U.S. learn about the history of slaves and their eventual freedom. And there have been many books written about slavery all over the world. However, very little has been written about the native people of the American Southwest and how they were forced into slavery by the Spaniards and then the Mexicans. If you love history and stories of the Southwest, nothing should hold you back from reading The Memory Keeper. Please visit theauthorsshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand every day, 24/7. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorsshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Join us again for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.